This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
You're listening to the Discipleship Now radio broadcast with your host, Pastor Hilton Wells. Stay tuned and allow the Holy Spirit to give you power, insight, and revelation from the Word of God to be the type of disciple that Christ has destined you to be. Listen closely, open your heart, and be blessed.
Do nothing. But you got two weapons for sure. You got the power of prayer and you got the authority of a parent. The power of prayer is to touch their heart when they're not doing right. The authority of the parent is to set boundaries, guidelines, and punishments when they're not doing right. Well, you don't want to do this, fine. You ain't going to do that. You don't want to do this? Well, you sure ain't going to do that. You don't want to do your homework? No problem. No video game for you. Amen. You don't want to do your chores? No problem. You going to go to bed at 8 o'clock. See, there's rules. Amen. And people don't realize rules are not to hurt you. Rules are to help you. They don't have stop signs just to make sure you slow down. Stop signs to make sure you don't run into the car that's about to come from the other stop sign. Amen. Speed limits weren't just some cute that was set up. Speed limits is to keep people from crashing to each other at high speeds. I remember when they came out with the seatbelt law. I couldn't stand it because I couldn't stand wearing a seatbelt. This was a long time ago, but it was mandatory. Well, I wear my seatbelt now. But the seatbelt is designed for safety. See, sometimes laws that God sets seem like bondage, but they didn't help you. I ought to be to love whoever I want to love. That's the bottom of the world right now. Well, go ahead then. Catch AIDS and die. Love them. Put the rainbow up. Your choice. And then we can sympathize all day long. They ought to be to love. I had a politician. He was at a minister's meeting. And going to say it in front of ministers. And really show us, saints, we are people of love. We are. God is love. But the same God who is love is also holy. Don't forget that. He's a loving God, but he's a holy God. Holy means set apart. He don't do stuff like the world do. So for you to sit here with a bunch of pastors and say, well, I just believe people ought to love whoever they want to love. That sound good, but that's foolish. You don't want me loving your wife or your son or your daughter. Now you changed your mind, didn't you? Because you went from adultery to pedophilia, and we consider those are bad. But then you got on TV, they showing Jimmy and Johnny and say, we ought to just get along. The devil is a lie. You need to stand against it in prayer, in love, but also in truth. It's destroying the family. I ain't going to let divorce and shack it up slide either. Amen. We like to let them slide. Nope. Same thing. Destroyed the family. Because the child growing up saying, I can do the same thing too. Children want to know their parents. You can't go back and change what had been done, but you can help the next generation say, you don't do it like this. Daddy, mama might have done like this, but baby, you get married for life. You be a virgin when you get married. I'm almost done. Y'all take a breath. Family is defined as the basic unit of a society, traditionally consisting of two parents rearing their children, a group of individuals living under one roof and usually under one head. Thirdly, a group of people united by certain convictions or common affiliation, a fellowship. So if you got two parents together in a household with children, that's a family. If you got one parent, there's a head and there's children, that's a family. A group of us that believe the same thing, we are a family. Amen. But John and John and Sylvia and G are now with some kids. That don't make them a family just because they're in the house. Because God don't define family like that. Go to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. We'll start at verse 7. I'm going to try to preach this quick. Y'all pray for me. I'm going to take 15 more minutes. Look at your neighbor and say establishment. Look at the other neighbor and say establishment. If you don't establish a thing, it won't be established. If you don't set a boundary, if you don't set a guideline, if you don't set a rule, then anything goes. You'll have anarchy and chaos and all kind of stuff going on. Remember we said sin is like cancer. It'll spread and kill until it can't kill no more. But you got to set up guidelines. You have to set up standards. And that's what God's word does. His word is the plumb line. In Genesis chapter 2, starting at verse 7, God establishes family. He says, then the Lord God formed a man from the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden. I'm not going to preach all of this. I'm going to read some and let it go. And there he put the man he had formed. The Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Verse number 15. The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it, to take care of it. Verse 16 through 17. And the Lord God commanded the man, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat from it, you will certainly die. The Lord God said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make him a helper suitable for him. King James says, help me. Now, we've established that God created man. Now, God has given man an assignment to till the garden, to oversee the garden. Now he's about to give man a helper, a wife, if you will. Not the same gender, a different gender, to help him. Verse 19. Now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the wild animals and all the birds of the sky. He brought them to the man to see what he would name them. And whatever the man called each living creature, that was his name. So the man gave names to all the livestock, the birds in the sky, and all the wild animals. But for Adam, no suitable helper was found. Well, he couldn't connect with an animal. Somebody say amen. But don't you know people do? It's called bestiality. That's why the Bible talks about not connecting yourself with an animal. Amen. Same genders don't connect together, and neither do beasts. Amen. A woman has a part of her body that's for connection. A man has a part of his body that's for connection. Amen. When you see two men connecting, that's because they're using the wrong part. Let it stick. No pun intended. Verse 21. So the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep, and while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs and then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman. What did he make? He created what first? And then he looked at the man and said, everybody else got to help me. You know, they producing animals, you name them, but you need somebody that can produce too. Two men of the same gender can't produce nothing. Two women of the same gender sure can't do nothing because ain't no seed there. It ain't nothing but a temptation. Anybody can be tempted to be a homosexual. Somebody say, oh, not me. Devil is a lie. Get to fooling with one. I used to work with some. That was a guy named Kenny. Now, I can say this because it's been a long time ago. I was 16 years old. I'll be 42 next month. A long time ago. But Kenny would come in. He had a nickname for me. He said, hey, Fresh. He's trying to call me the Fresh Prince. Hey, Fresh. Every time he said it, all the bass within me, what you want, Kenny? What, Kenny? Because you had to let him know. You had to make a stand. Because if not, he talks with, can I buy you something, Fresh? So they'll spend money on you to pimp you. So now, if you young and naive, thank God I had a strong father. My father probably would have killed him if he knew, but you know how it is. You don't want to tell your parents everything because you know how they are. You kind of want to handle on your own. Now, it's good to tell your parents, though. Amen. Just at this age, I could handle it, you know. I wouldn't know better because I ended up fornicating and sleeping with some of the girls in there. Y'all quiet. Amen. That was sin, too. But Kenny wasn't finna stick me. Amen. That wasn't finna happen. Because that's disgusting. Amen. But all that happened, he probably was molested. A lot of times when you see people operate that, somebody violated them, then that spirit is on them. So then they start perpetuating what took place with them. And Kenny was a good guy. Don't get me wrong, nice guy. And that's the thing. A lot of homosexuals be some of your sweetest people. Oh, he's such a sweet man. He may be. But ain't none of this evil finna take place. The Bible calls it an abomination. Leviticus chapter 18.